Welcome to the Comedy Trap House.
Welcome to another episode of the Comedy Trap House. I am your host, Rome Green Jr. In the building with me, I got Cam.
Yep.
I got Emmanuel.
What's happening?
I fucked up. I was doing the boss talk and I took the mic. We have a new stand or arm for the mic, and I was tightening it, and I guess I'm just really too strong, so I just tightened it and it popped, and so I got to buy another mic arm. So that's my bad. Emmanuel just bought that. We just used it twice. We got two good uses out of it. I was going super glue, but then Cam was like, ain't no need to super glue that because super glue ain't going to really do nothing. But it's super though, so you would think that it would super glue it, but I guess not. So I apologize, and I'll go ahead and get you another arm.
I want my $15.
You get what you pay for.
I want my $15.
But we here. What are we talking about today? We got. You had a little
anything
story.
Happen to y'all over the weekend? Y'all, I guess everybody has something.
My story goes along with the NBA. So
yeah. This didn't happen to me this weekend, but I think it was last weekend.
Yeah.
But my girl reminded me to say it on the podcast.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and tell the story.
Yeah.
So one evening, I know y'all think this is a masturbation story. It's
about, no, we're not doing that this week.
Not this week. But it does get flaccid.
Yeah.
All right. So we have one bathroom in the apartment, right?
Mm-hmm.
That we share, obviously. And she went to go do her nighttime routine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's taking a while to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all good. Mm-hmm. But as I sit on the couch on my laptop,
yeah,
I start to feel the need to pee.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I have to pee.
Yeah. Niggas be drinking water.
Trying to stay hydrated, trying to stay healthy. We're trying to do it big in 2020.
We drinking water. We stay
hydrated. So the time passes,
mm-hmm.
and this isn't one of those peas that you can think away. Mm. You know, so you got some mm-hmm. of those that like, not concentrate on this.
I know.
You know it, right?
I'll be peeing.
Advanced peas.
So it got to a state where I was in need of
like that relief. State where it's not like, you know, it's not painful, but it's almost irritating at that point.
Yeah, like it feels like it wants to jump out.
Gotcha.
You know what
gotcha.
I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So she's in the bathroom and, you know, I can't get in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I look around, okay, maybe I could grab a bottle or something.
Yeah.
I'm not going to use nothing out the kitchen, like nothing that we use for
like
our
a bowl
mouth,
or something.
But maybe I had like an old kombucha bottle laying around or something. I tried looking for that.
Yeah. You got to look for, whenever you peeing, you got to look for the bottle with the right amount of dickhead room.
Right.
Yeah, because
And it depends if you're hard or you're soft. Too.
Yeah, yeah.
So, so, long story short, I'm looking around. I don't find anything.
Yeah.
And the only thing that comes to mind, what's something disposable I could have that I could just get rid of? And what I come across is some plastic bags. What are they called?
Ziploc?
Plastic bags?
Plastic bags.
Okay.
Ziploc bags.
Ziploc. Yeah.
Okay.
Those Ziploc type bags, okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, maybe I can handle this, right?
Okay.
Maybe this will work.
Now, what size? Now, the gallon size?
It was.
Because I hope you ain't talking about just a sandwich size.
Talking about sandwich size?
Because then you being ambitious.
No, she had both.
Okay.
You know, she got both the gallon and the sandwich size. That's why she's a good woman.
Yeah, yeah.
But I believe I took.
Sandwich size.
Sandwich size.
Yeah, yeah.
You tripping.
But this is what I did.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I doubled up the bag.
Okay.
That ain't the issue.
Now, I know where you're going.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I can relieve you that I relieved myself.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I took the two plastic bags while she in the bathroom, TV on. I had my laptop close to me. So I walk over to a corner like I'm a bad boy. Mm-hmm. And I proceed to pee in this double bag. All right.
Yeah.
And you know, usually I'm not a shameful guy or whatever. You know what I'm saying? If something funny happens to me, I'm roll with the punches, baby. Let's go. But for some reason, I was just like, okay, let me pee in this bag. And I finished. I didn't get anything on the ground.
Okay, kept it clean.
Yeah, kept it clean. Yep. I zipped up the first bag and the second bag uptight. And I was like, okay, when she comes out of the bathroom, I'll dispose of this, right? I don't know what I was thinking. So what I did was I took it and put it near the couch, like at a corner. So imagine this is our couch right here,
so
right?
So you put it.
TV's right here, bathroom's over there.
Yeah.
All right? And I put it over here, just behind the couch, side, right? And maybe she finally finished showering up, doing all her routine, whatever. And I go back to being on my computer, right? And she says, anyway, good night. Oh, you don't stay. If I'm going to stay up, I tuck her in or whatever, you know? Mm-hmm. So,
you're sweet man.
Yeah, I try.
Yeah.
So she went to bed. I said, all right, fine. Tucked her in. Come back out. I end up watching that show I told you about. Okay?
Yeah.
Brave New World. I'm into this show.
Yeah.
I finished that season that night.
Yeah.
And I end up going to sleep. Okay.
I know something wild about that.
So the next morning, I get up and, you know, I'm chilling. I go for my little jog around the joint and come back home, hop in the shower, come out. My girl's up now. She start her workout, come back. And once she finished getting out the shower, I'm sitting on the couch now. I think I'm getting ready to come over here or something. Mm-hmm. And she goes around the couch. She's not even walking towards the couch. She's walking towards our balcony.
Yeah.
But she looks back. As soon as she looks back, she's like, what's that? And then me, I was like, I was like, oh, what? And she goes over and I'm starting to think, what the fuck I put over there? I'm still trying to put it together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And so she goes over there and she picks up this bag of yellow pee.
Nigga was not drinking water, though.
She picked up this bag and she says, what is this? Now here, I had an excuse. Okay. I had an excuse because what I do often, you know, when I smoke some weed, I put it in a bowl sometimes. Mm-hmm. Not always smoking blunts, but I just put it in a bowl. And when I clean out my bowl, I use those same sandwich bags or whatever. I put some water. You know, I got my cleaning routine. And I put it in there. And usually, you know, the bag's a little dirty from the debris from the pipe. So I could have said, you know, that's pipe water. I forgot.
It is pipe water. It's definitely pipe water.
Pipe
nigga.
Water. That's funny.
So you see my point.
Yeah.
You
could have lied.
But I just looked at her. And I just said, I can't lie.
I forgot.
Wait, what type of nigga? Like, I'll just be like, baby, that's my pee. I ain't even going front.
I know she was so confused.
Yo, the look she gave to me was so much confusing, shocking.
I would be confused, too. Like,
and I had to explain to her, baby, last night you were in the bathroom. And listen, now I'm getting a little defensive.
Yeah,
so I'm starting to blame her. Like, you were in the bathroom for like 45 minutes. What I'm supposed to do? Like,
shit.
But anyway, we figured it out.
No, that's funny.
Did she drop it immediately when she said pee?
No, thank God she didn't drop nothing like that. But my pee bag.
Your pee bag, nigga.
So it was never a time we could just knock. Hey, can I pee right quick? It's on the door.
No, I think that's the thing. She had it locked and she was in the shower.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
And I was just like, oh, man, I can't, you know. So and it's like the building has bathrooms, but those are cut off because of COVID.
Listen, when you got to go.
So I should have just blamed this all on COVID.
When you got to go. One time I went in the backyard because both bathrooms open, and I heard somebody in the kitchen, and I almost felt ashamed because I was right here, and I felt, I don't know if it was Cam, but somebody went through this door, and I was like, oh, shoot, let me hurry up. They're going to think, you know, I'm back here. I felt like a savage back here.
Shaking the fuck out that door.
That's funny, though. That's great. These are things that happen when you live together sometimes.
Yeah, I understand. When you got pee, man. You got pee.
You got pee, you got pee.
No playing with that.
You know, some niggas would have got nasty, too. You know what I'm saying? Use some
yeah.
Shit. Guys are gross.
Yeah, definitely.
But I tried to be as sanitary as I could in the space that I have.
Yeah, so. I've done. I mean, it's like with certain situations, you do what you can. I've been to people's houses and dropped stuff on the floor and straight use a sock or something. And
right.
I remember one time.
You use one of their socks?
My sock. No. But I remember one time I was at this girl's house and I definitely spilled some juice on her. She got one of the, like them, what do you call it? Not a duvet. The pillows. She had the throw pillow. Yeah. And I spilled some juice on there. And she was in the kitchen, and I spilled it because she was making another plate. And as she was coming back, I just flipped it. I was like, oh, yeah, I appreciate it. But what, Cam, you have something to...
Yeah, so late last night, I got recommended a video, and I'm glad I did. It's basically, it's a white girl living in the mountains. I don't know where, but she's in the mountains, and she vlogs it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is amazing. Like,
you said you don't know what mountains.
I don't know what mountains.
Another
but
country or?
No, she's here. But I just don't know where. I don't know where, but.
Middle States.
Could be. I don't know. But it is amazing. It's like the most soothing, relaxing, inspiring, calming videos. And they're so cinematic. Like, she films these shits. Like, she be filming her cooking. She bathes in the river. She's been bathing in the river for the past 3 months. She goes on hikes, walks. I think she's vegetarian. So she cook everything from scratch. She's building a house. Her dad comes every once in a while. They building her tiny house. It's the most fascinating thing. And like, I want all y'all to watch it. I'll put it in the description of this video. But and then like on this episode, she's playing some instrument I've never seen before. It looks like a flying saucer. I want it.
It looks amazing. It sounds amazing.
It sounds amazing. It looks amazing. I absolutely want it. And I just want y'all to watch it because y'all gonna be into this. And
she's by herself up there?
For the most part. Like, I think her family's like more in the city or another part, but she's up in the mountain by herself until they come every once in a while. But she's usually by herself. And she talks about life and what she's learning. And she's kind of goofy too. She has one of them goofy light, like, ah. Like, she's like, she frolics. She frolics out there when she's running. Like, she be getting these beautiful shots, beautiful scenery. It's just amazing.
Does she love the trees?
Oh, she loves nature. She even talked about, she like, yeah, there's bears and mountain lions up here, but I'm not really worried about those things because the chances of being attacked by that or even having an encounter is slim to none. But she like, I am scared about rattlesnakes. And then it's like, nah, I would need a gun with me. But everything else.
For sure.
I meant to ask, does she make love to trees?
I've only watched 3 episodes thus far. She hasn't made love to any trees yet.
Nah.
On one episode.
That's not the wood she want.
On one episode, she did say she's having a bad day because this guy she loves or really likes hasn't hit her back in a while. So
he need to bring her some wood?
Yeah. And then everyone in the comments was, you know, encouraging her, forget him if he doesn't recognize what he have, this and that. And it's true. Like, she's such a free spirit. Her videos are warm. That's the way I would explain it.
Got warm videos.
It makes you just want to go out there. I would love to do this. I would need a gun for the walks. But other than that.
Yeah, I think
because I
need a gun, some solar panels.
Yeah.
You know, something.
Yeah. And she works at a market, like a organic market where you go and buy your food and everything. And she helps farmers. She does music, so she'd be up there playing guitar,
Do you think that everybody needs to have some type of experience? Not saying like live, but like a weekend, a day. Do you think everybody needs experience like outdoors like this? Like, do you think people should or they?
Especially the more you in the city, yes.
Yeah.
Like, you need the escape. That's like when I go to Andrus, it's just off the grid.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's the closest thing I could be, you know, mm-hmm. have to this, what she has. But this is even more amazing. I never did, like, wooded areas. I would love to do that for, like, a month.
Yeah.
Just to get away.
After seeing the way that bear kicked in the door, like the police, Yeah, I definitely need a gun. Did you see that video, man?
No, I didn't.
It just looked like, you know, like when they barricade a door with
yeah.
That's what it looked like. Boom, in the door. I was like, God.
But her, there was a door, the front door to a house.
Yeah, front door to a house.
Yeah. Her name is Isabel Page. And if you're just going to go without clicking the link, or if you're not looking at the video, watch Story 41. Daily Routines in the Mountains, Story 41. Watch that episode first.
Now, have you ever seen her interact with any black people on there?
I've only watched 3 episodes thus far. And that's the whole thing. That's what I was thinking the whole time. Like, is there any black people in this small town? Because I was like, if this was a black girl or a black dude, I would be in it 10 times more. And I'm already really into this. Yeah, but I would be really more into
because
it.
Because it's somebody that looks like you?
Yeah. It would be interesting to see black people interact in this space.
Especially in the woods. Like, niggas ain't really.
Yeah. But I just love the way she shoots it. Like, it's so ASMR, cinematic. Like, it's beautiful. Like, it's like, when I watch vlogs, like, this is what I want. It ain't like the normal, you know, this is like.
Hey, welcome back to.
She has those moments when she just talking in the camera, but mostly it's like nice ass shots, man.
And it really made me realize that I need to call my mom and I need to let my mother know that she need to get her money back for the Cub Scouts because I don't remember nothing about the woods.
Nothing. You don't even know how to tie a rope?
The rope and the fire I could possibly
do. That's big.
That's solid.
That's pretty big to take away from a child. How old were you?
Probably like 8, maybe 10? 8.
I wanted to do it. My mom wouldn't let me do it once she found out I was going to be camping.
Oh, okay.
She was scared of bears, too.
No, she was just scared of me out there camping.
Or pedophiles.
Maybe. We did one camping trip. That's all I can remember. I don't think I did
nothing. Why is those stereotypes plague black people?
Like the woods and the...
You know, and I feel like we do that to ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, where did it start? Like,
you know, you know, black people don't do that. You've heard that before, right? People don't do that.
Like, when I did Cub Scouts, like, when I first did it, like, I ain't heard too many black people or Boy Scouts, Cub Scouts, like, stuff like that. Right. So, I don't know. I don't know where that started at. Where did that black people don't do this start from?
I just know that's one of the things. Look, I want us to get
I think
over.
It's like that, this. That. I think it's a survivor instinct. Like, you think just from the beginning of the time... Like, that's one of the things that was saving our lives, is survival instinct. And you got to think of the lives that a lot of black people live, where we already dealing with so much.
Yeah.
Why put added risks? You know what I'm saying? Those are luxuries, the risks, being in nature with mountain lions
and shit. I think
those
risks are worth it. And they become a beautiful thing as you've been watching. Because it's like, those are the parts of living life.
But as I said, I would want to do it, but I still want my gun.
That's fine. Yeah, that's fine. Good. Just the ability to go out there and learn about nature more. Just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why can't more black people camp? Like, I'm not saying that black people don't do that. I'm saying is, like, why is the thought that black people can't do these things?
Yeah.
We can't go on adventures, essentially. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Even growing up, when I look at adventures, like, I love Indiana Jones and shit. But as a kid, I used to wonder, are there any black people? I guess there ain't no black people that do adventures.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Where they're like, I want to see, and they are out there. You know what I'm saying? I've seen them. I mean, you know, Joe Rogan had plenty of these guys that, you know, ran.
So instead of Indiana Jones, it'd be Atlanta Jones.
Atlanta Jones.
Atlanta Jones. That's funny.
Atlanta Jones. That's
funny. He got a fitted hat on.
That's funny.
Duh.
That's funny. Atlanta Jones.
Hey, listen here, partner.
That's funny.
There you go.
That's hilarious.
Atlanta Jones. All right, bro, I can't top that.
Lisa Bonet.
Have y'all seen this picture?
I got to go look at it.
I've seen the picture.
The picture is of, essentially, it was Jason Momoa's birthday, and Lenny Kravitz wished him a happy birthday.
Okay.
And they took a picture together.
Okay.
And both of these men, obviously, were entangled.
Yeah, entangled.
With Lisa Bonet. But here's the interesting conversation.
Hold on now.
Excuse me. Pardon my COVID.
Pardon my COVID.
Here's the thing.
This one?
No.
No, it's another one. Okay.
It's a black and white one.
Oh, I think I...
No, just go back. Yeah, that one.
Okay. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
That. Okay. Yeah, look, Lenny Kravitz, you know, he hand up on his hip type of guy. Yeah. But, so, women across the internet are celebrating that, look at... This is amazing. Look at the bag Lisa Bonet got. She had both of these men type of thing, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. Celebrating that she had this. And so I get in a conversation with my girl. We start talking like, yo, you can see how some guys can feel a way about that, right? Like, If that was a guy, you put that on the other foot. Like, women hate when guys celebrate men that's been with multiple women. Like, if we start celebrating guys for, like, and which we do. You big up your homie like, oh, that nigga, Diddy had J-Lo and such and such, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And Cassie, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, dang, he smashed both of them, praising them. And most, the culture at least, I got my gum twist tied, but the culture at least has been that kind of women frown upon that. You know what I'm saying? Like, look, oh, don't, you know, that's nasty. For kind of being the playboy in a weird way. But now that they you see this, the shoe on the opposite foot, it kind of became this thing of praising Lisa Bonet for bagging two different baddies.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's always going to be double standard.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
But, my thing is, here's my position, and this is what I was saying. I don't find that to be a problem. Yeah, they do. Like, that's fine. That all that shows to me is that we're closer. We're more similar than we think, right? Because women would do the same thing. They see their side winning. Oh, yeah, this girl, she was able to bag Jason Momoa and Lenny Kravitz. Mm-hmm. And they friends now. Like, and they still cool.
Mm-hmm. Like, my thing is, why wouldn't they? Their relationship with Lenny Kravitz was years ago. Decades ago.
Right,
if anything,
and
like,
they have a kid together.
Yeah, like, well, I wouldn't be mad at all. Like,
that's they're handling it in a very mature way. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I think it's commendable. But what I'm saying is the cultural reaction to it. You know what I'm saying? The cultural reaction has been bigging up her so much like that she bagged two baddies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, two baddies.
Aquaman, nigga. And Guitar Man.
Guitar Man.
You know what I'm saying?
Guitar Man.
So do you feel any way, like, do you think it's wrong for guys to celebrate? How can I ask this question?
I think it's the context, because in the Jason Momoa, Lenny Kravitz situation,
right?
She's married to Jason Momoa. She was married to Lenny Kravitz. They had a bond that was just different. I said, when niggas do it, or men do it in general, I think it's more of like, oh, you fuck that bitch. Like, you know, like, so I think it comes off a little misogynistic, and it comes off a little like,
and that's
it was just a trophy thing. Like, yeah, I did.
I think it's the status of the men, too, because no one praises Kim K for bagging Ray J. And Chris Humphries.
Yeah. I mean, but she's
hold on. Hold on. And Nick Cannon.
Listen.
Hold on. And Bow Wow.
Yeah.
Hold on. And the dude from the studio we used to go to.
Damon.
Hold on. And recently they saying Drake. Hold on. And Reggie Bush. Hold on. And most of the popular black men in L.A. Hold on. Most of the popular black men in New York. Hold on. Most of the popular black men in athletics. Hold on. Most popular black men in entertainment. Hold on. Probably some random dude in Calabasas.
That's
hold
funny.
On. The alien in outer space.
The alien in outer space.
Hold on.
This thing here.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Yeah, listen.
She had one wish. You can't tell her nothing.
Duh.
Go ahead.
She made it right and cut the legs.
Nah, but yeah. One point my girl was saying is that, you know, men have been known. There's been a lot of men known to kind of hate women. Even though you have sex with them, even though you have relations with them, they kind of just, they're men that dog women out.
Yeah.
Just for the sake, because they really don't like them.
Yeah, it's just like,
whether it's, I don't know what it is, but they just don't like them. It could be,
it's an internal thing, probably.
That's what they
could be, mommy issues.
Yeah. You know, that could be the toxic male masculinity.
Yeah.
But you know, so that's her point, is that of course you're gonna have the other side kind of want to celebrate a little more when they have a win. And you know, when she said that point, I thought about everything that's going on now, like with white people and black people, because. As much as I say, you know, as much as I'm for the cause of black people, white people will say the same thing. Well, it's not all of us, and we're not all like that. And, and you know, they'll have this kind of snide attitude towards that, you know, the statements of black people saying, yo, we matter, or we're having problems over here. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of just flippant, like, you know, well, that doesn't mean you get to do whatever, or that doesn't mean you da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. or break this down or whatever. So when I look at women and I say that same thing, I got to be cognizant of, I can't be that ignorant. If they're the oppressed ones, if they're the oppressed ones, you know what I'm saying? Then I have to
be aware that
they're gonna have some reaction that necessarily isn't fit for us because we're the dominant.
Here's the funny thing about it though. Usually, not in all cases, but majority of the time, those reactions come from the public, not the actual people.
Yeah, of course.
So it ain't like Lisa Bonet out here saying, I bag both of them.
It was the internet that made
that go viral. Right. And even sometimes on the guy side, unless, you know, it's in the music or something. So it's like, I can't necessarily blame those people when it's the public doing it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that's what you're doing, but I'm just saying a lot of this, like, we wouldn't even know. I wouldn't even know about that if it didn't go viral.
Right, so but that's the reason. That's all I'm saying. It's not them. It's not necessarily the people involved.
Yeah.
But it's the public and our social consciousness.
But I think it's a beautiful thing. If it is a man and he had a relationship with another girl, one baddie and another baddie, and even if he introduced them and they, I think it's a beautiful thing. Everybody get along. Like, they doing it the most mature way. I think it's a great way. It's just when, like I say, it's just that in that context of like you said, when they kind of treat them like shit, like, oh, you know, throw them to the side, throw them to the wind.
But here's the thing. Why wouldn't they get along? Because I feel like the only thing that would make them not get along, if maybe Zoe was still a young child.
It's exes. So, I mean, you know, exes are always...
Some people handle things differently.
I feel you, but I'm saying if I have a good relationship with the ex, I don't care who she dates unless my child is still in that house. Then it's like, that would be the only thing that make me have a bad relationship with that dude. You know what I'm saying? If he's treating my daughter right and everything, okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
But if he's treating her bad, then we're going to have an issue. But now that my daughter's grown out the house, she married. It's her life. Why would I even have an issue with this dude?
Did you get the Earth Tone email too?
Earth Tone email?
Oh.
I guess so.
The Earth Tone.
I was looking at my text and it just lit up. Like, wait, what?
That shit said Earth Tones.
That sounds like a 80s band, the Earth Tones.
The Earth Tones. You know they be dogging out women.
Oh, yeah. Earth Tones. All of them got froze, everybody. Too.
Talking about, nigga, I fuck all the bad bitches.
Earth Tones, nigga.
Earth Tones.
That's funny.
What's this KFC fist?
Bro. I believe it was KFC.
KFC.
Look it up real quick. I feel like it was a poster.
It was trying to support black rights, I guess. I just seen the picture.
No, it was for
the holiday,
for Emancipation Day or something like that.
Okay, because I didn't look into it. I saw the picture, but I did not look into it.
KFC put out a promo picture of a chicken.
A drumstick,
right? And it's standing straight up, and then the light is hitting it to where the backdrop is a silhouette of it, but the shadow of it is a fist.
Casting a fist.
It has a shadow of a black fist.
And here's the thing.
And I'm just
whoever was the marketing behind that, the company, either they didn't have no black people in there or they trying to get a reaction.
Yeah.
Because you know the stereotype of black people and chicken. So for you to put chicken and the fist together, you knew it was gonna be some type
Wait, you talking about this shit?
Yeah.
No, this ain't the most fucking coon ass. What the
Let me see. It says Happy Emancipation Day.
No.
Here's the thing though. Here's the irony in it. That's how I.
This is like some South Park ass shit.
It is South Park ass shit.
Most of the time when I was eating chicken, that's how I felt on the inside. I thought I was done eating it. I felt like I had a fist up. I was so happy.
It was so damn good. Oh, you mean a good way?
Yeah, in a good way.
I'm not going to lie, the drumstick look good as fuck, too. That's the best.
That's a good looking drumstick.
But what were people saying? I never got the reaction.
People going in. I don't even know. They might have took it down from the official account.
Yeah, I'm trying to see. KFC apologized for comparing chicken drumstick to black fist in new Emancipation
That's what I'm
Day.
Saying. Either they knew for sure what they were doing to get this reaction, or they just that disconnected.
KFC Trinidad was grilled into removing their advert commemorating the Caribbean nation's Emancipation Day after adding a silhouette of the black energy fist behind a chicken drumstick.
Not enough black people working there.
Not enough black people
working there. Wait, you saying Trinidad?
It said KFC Trinidad. Yeah.
It should be black people.
It should be. But, you know, Trinidad come in all types. It might be some white Trinidad.
But what if it is different? What if they? What if in Trinidad we gotta get some Trinnies to come call in and let us know? Maybe chicken is looked at.
I can call my cousin's wife. She's Trini. Like, hey, how do you feel about this?
How you feel about this fried chicken?
I didn't like it. They don't like it. They don't like it.
Fried chicken drumstick fist. And let me get one of them fists.
I didn't even want to react to it. I just saw it. I kept it moving. I was like,
it's just
all
right. Ridiculous.
Yeah, nah. That's,
you see the pandering, man. It's just corny.
Exactly.
It's corny. Also,
but it was a well done graphic. I'll say that. Whoever did the graphic,
yeah,
it was well done.
No, it was well done. It was well done. It was just corny as fuck.
And was that chicken? Was it fried or original?
Oh, that's fried.
It's fried. It's fried.
I ain't gonna lie, man. My dad used to always want that.
Too.
Yeah, but it'd be soft.
Yeah,
my dad used to love getting. I'm like
the original.
Nah. I ain't gonna lie.
No, I'm not saying it ain't bad.
It ain't bad, but
it's
you know what it feel like? It feel like when you warm up fried chicken and it gets soft. I used to hate that shit.
It remind me more of a sauteed chicken. You know, you put it in the pan.
Nah, man,
you kind of fried in the pan.
You take,
not
but
in the
that fried is where
Kentucky
it
fried chicken.
It's fried.
But
he
used to love getting that original, that soft ass skin.
Give me that
flaccid skin.
Give me that flaccid skin. I'll take some of that flaccid skin.
Like, if you don't get the fried
flaccid chicken fist.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Shit. Did the chicken come out looking all old and shit? Like, you need a skin lift? Like, give me the youthful chicken. This old ass chicken. This Benjamin Button chicken.
My KFC had the oldest niggas working in there. They was
old as shit.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you what, though. KFC had the best mashed potatoes and gravy.
That gravy slapped.
Their gravy.
Everything is, about. Oh, you said KFC.
Yeah, their gravy is crazy. And I used to like mix it all up, then dip my biscuit in that. And oh, my God.
Nah, that's cool. The biscuit.
Popeyes, I'm just forever Popeyes.
Oh, I mean,
No.
Biscuits, the fries,
but
the chicken.
But no, only thing I would say, the gravy at KFC
is
better than that. But I agree with you. Popeyes was my favorite. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Well, speaking of brown legs and thighs, The Rock.
I did not know what you was about to
the
say.
The Rock has bought the XFL.
That's funny.
His brown ass has bought
I was on his page yesterday, and here's the thing. The Rock, man, look, I think we all fans of The Rock. We've been, you know, wrestling and all that stuff. And I was on his page, and I was just smiling.
You smiling?
Yeah, I was like, man, this motherfucker just made me smile. when it's just a video of him, he do videos of him doing his cheat days. Nigga, the French toast that he be having, I'd be like, yeah. Mm-mm-mm. And he be just talking, and I'd be over there.
What's something as a kid he used to do that to? Like a
like just smile, like just smile like that?
A personality on TV.
When my mom come in the room and say, y'all want me to order a pizza? Hell yeah.
That, I mean... I think cartoon, like if certain cartoon, you know, they just give you a good fit, like Saturday morning.
Smelling breakfast Saturday morning.
Yeah, that's
like good. Waking up to that smell, and you just know.
That's amazing smell.
But but he bought the XFL, you said.
He bought the XFL. The Rock bought the XFL how much? With another partner, some other partner. It was $15
million. Whew. That ain't shit.
I thought it was going to be. Holy, that ain't shit.
But apparently, I see two. They said they bought it, but then they also said they saved it. I guess they saved it by buying it. But at first, I thought it was like he bought in or something.
Oh, okay.
But I think he bought it straight up, him and his partner.
Gotcha.
What's the plan?
They're trying to revamp it or something.
What if he says we're turning it into a wrestling league?
I'm like, this thing here. They got to name all the teams after wrestlers. So you got the Rocks,
the Stone Cold,
the Undertakers,
the Texas Stone Cold.
It'd be too gimmicky. Too gimmicky.
And for the whole team, all you hear is they all come out.
Honestly, that's a stunt. No pun intended for the Rock on. Because who owned it before? Vince McMahon, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of like he rock bottomed him.
See, this is the thing.
I don't take that, buddy.
You'll think about it. If it don't work out, Vince McMahon rock bottomed him. Got out of a bad situation, possibly.
This is the thing.
I think Vince McMahon wanted to make that work. He tried twice.
I think Rock knows it's high risk, though. You got to know. I mean, as a businessman, you got to know, like, all right. Of course. Gotta be, and he's like, oh, okay, 15 million.
That's why I say I feel like it has to be a huge plan behind this. Because you ain't saying going to buy that if you ain't got a plan.
He just has a proven record of success.
He does. I mean, he does.
Anything his name is attached to. He even has a new show called
The Titans.
Titan.
I ain't gonna lie, watch something. I was like, this kind of
it's entertaining, right? It's like, you know, adult or
like the gladiator shit. Yeah,
kind of stuff. So, and that's been successful. So, I'm just thinking that whatever he attaches a name to, wrestling fans more than what Vince McMahon. The Rock will bring out that crowd.
Yeah, and that's the one thing that I think is like phenomenal about entrepreneurship. It's like once you got your stake, and I mean his stake was wrestling. That was pretty much his stake, and then you know from there acting and that took off, and then from there you can
his stake was T-bone.
From there you can really just do what you want. That's the cool shit about entrepreneurship. Like yeah, we got Dormtainment and it gets big and we do our thing, but. Then we could, you know, if a nigga want to do some liquor, if a nigga want to do music, if they're like, if you want to do, want to do that. And so it's just like, it's just so many things that you can do once you have your base, your foundation. Like, that's what make it cool. Like, I think he got a tequila company, too. And I was like, well, I like tequila. I think it's Tijuana or something with it.
If you came out with a drink, what would it be?
Tequila.
Tequila?
I love whiskey, but I think it would be tequila.
I heard some type of smoothie or something.
Oh, that's solid. Like a nice smoothie.
Okay.
I mean alcoholic.
Let's say alcoholic beverage.
Man, I'm the wrong one. You know, I don't drink that much, but I guess it would have to be one of the ones I drink, the whiskey, tequila, or gin.
Okay. Ooh, okay. You know what? I feel like somebody needs to come in and do a gin.
It's time to come bring gin back.
Do a little gin.
Snoop Dogg.
I had a little sip of the gin the other night, and I was like, "This solid. This is cool.
It's smooth.
It's smooth.
It's just a creeper. Yes, it is. Super creeper.
You got a good sleep? No.
Oh yeah, I was knocked.
No out. Problem in the morning.
Yeah, but I was knocked right on that because I only had one little glass. Okay. So yeah, I know my limits now. Yeah, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like we're hanging out with your dad.
Yeah. Oh, when he come, I'm drunk. I'm drunk. When Slice coming down, I'm drunk. You know how Cam said he prepares for a hangover? I'm going to prepare for one. I'm going to prepare for a hangover.
I'm going to be drunk, too. This had the ultimate fun, but I don't know if I'm going to have a hangover.
Well, yeah, you got to do a lot to get a hangover. That's a lot. Before we move to NBA, I got to speak about something else NBA.
Well, let me turn on the AC. All right.
Somebody tagged me in a picture. What happened on Chaz's birthday? Shout out to Chaz. Yeah, his birthday was last week. On his birthday, I posted a throwback picture of me and him when we took them photos in the apartment with the Dormtainment merch. Yeah. Like right, and we used like the yellow and we used the wall.
Yeah, I remember.
So in that picture, I posted, I tagged him, say happy birthday, and that the jeans we had on was trash. His was boot cut. Mine was just no cut. It was just bad. And so then somebody tagged me and was like, I know you used to wear these. And it brought me back so many memories. I never wore them, which is surprising, but I knew so many niggas that did. Them fucking NBA patch pants. them jeans with all, remember the jeans that had all the NBA? Them shits was bad. Somebody tagged me, I said, these look terrible.
I see why they would have thought you wore them, though.
Yeah, no, for sure. That's why I wasn't even mad they said that. I was like, yeah, I could see why you thought I wore it, but I didn't. That was the one jean I didn't wear. I had the Jabogue. I had the Red Monkey. And Cam put me on the Red Monkey at the time. And
I
then,
didn't even know what Red Monkey was.
Yeah, I didn't know either. I got them straight from that Carroll City Mart. Right? Red Monkey?
I doubt it.
Oh, I don't think so.
I feel like they're Japanese. They're probably bigger over there.
Maybe, but I ain't even heard nobody say Red Monkey in a minute.
Red Monkey.
I just remember hearing them rap song, Red Monkey Junkie.
Yeah.
Whoever said
Young
that.
Young Jeezy.
Yeah.
He said, I'm a Bathing Ape fanatic, a Red Monkey Junkie.
Bathing Ape.
Did you wear that? Did you have any Bathing Ape?
No, it was too expensive.
I ain't had no Bathing Ape.
But it was big down the floor. You know, Lil Wayne made it popular.
For real, right?
That was for real.
No, but I'm saying Miami. Because Lil Wayne had moved there.
Apis bathing.
So he was. Everyone was trying to look like.
Yeah.
Niggas was dressing like Lil
That's
Wayne.
That's funny. But yeah, he still
Lil Wayne
jeans.
Dropped that. What was that trash clothing line he has?
Oh, Truck Fit?
Truck Fit. I've seen one.
I think he still got it.
I've seen one man with a Truck Fit shirt.
I'll never forget Atlanta coming
Atlanta.
Out of Atlanta. What club was that?
Rain.
It was Atlanta. Rain.
You know, Club Rain in Atlanta. We looked. He said, he have on a Truck Fit shirt? I said, that's wild.
Send us some Truck Fit, Lil Wayne.
We made
sorry,
too much fun. We made
trash.
Too much fun of Truck Fit.
We did.
In our skits.
We did in our skits.
Send us some Truck Fit.
Truck Fit done for
if
us.
If he send us some Truck Fit, I'd be laughing.
If he send us three Truck Fit shirts, we had to wear it on the podcast.
Yeah, and we're gonna make a song dedicated to Lil Wayne.
Truck Fit.
Immediately.
But
expeditiously.
The NBA is back, essentially, I guess. I mean, they've been playing the preseason games or whatever. So we watched the Lakers and the Clippers game.
That was a real game.
That was a good game. I still believe it still don't feel right. Even watching it again, like I was like, yeah, this is cool, but some still. I don't know if it's just the time or what, but it still was like, eh.
I agree. Like it's gonna take some time.
It might.
It's still not the same.
You just don't have
the
crowd,
but you, it's enough for me to adjust.
Yeah,
you
know I can adjust. Yeah, feels, for sure.
It feels like when you watch them play in the Olympics. That's what it feels like.
Yeah, kind of.
When
like
you watch
that.
Those Olympic games, that's what
that's
it feels like.
Saying.
Or
that's
them overseas preseason games.
Overseas, but it's funny because Cam called it. He was like, "If LeBron wins, Skip is gonna be like, it was luck. He got the luckiest shot, the luck shot, and you know Shannon and Skip. That shit was funny. They just graded what they
I
do.
I still don't think the Lakers can beat the Warriors. What are they called?
Clippers.
The Clippers at full pat because they were still missing. They were missing some key people.
I don't know. I feel like it's a
but
good
they missing,
matchup.
They missing people too. They missing,
yeah.
They Bradley missing people to too, Rondo. Yeah. So
but they only
like,
lost to like what? I mean, was it 2 points?
Well, they was up by 10. They went down by 10. Then they lost by. I mean, then Clippers lost by 2.
But
I think
for Clippers to be missing two main players and obviously Kawhi seemed. They all seemed not exactly in the best of shape, to be honest.
Yeah, though Kawhi got the
it
bad,
just seemed
he
crazy
got the bad knees.
That Lakers will only beat him by that little.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good match. I feel like it's going to be, of course, them in the, I guess, the conference finals, if that's how they're doing it still. But it's going to be a good little, it's definitely going to be good.
I think Lou Will
would have been there if he wasn't, helping KFC with the marketing of the chicken fist.
They called him Lemon Pepper Lou.
They called him Lemon Pepper Lou. I ain't gonna lie, that's kind of a cool name.
Is that who went to the strip club?
Lou Will, yeah.
Lou Williams,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Lemon Pepper Lou. He need to come up with a recipe for that.
That's hilarious.
Lemon Pepper Lou.
He can make some money off that.
Yeah,
for real.
Yeah.
Especially if that strip club, Magic City, get it right.
Yeah.
If Magic City, like, promotes it.
Yeah, get you.
As
some.
Having, like, they have some lemon pepper.
I thought someone said he already had a wing named after him.
He might.
So,
no, he did.
I don't know.
He might.
Could be true. I don't know.
It's like that's cool, though. Lemon Pepper Lou. But, yeah, the NBA is back. So, if you into the NBA, I still, once, I think I seen more people. Didn't a coach get COVID in the NFL?
Yes.
Who was that? Was it?
There's been a couple of people.
I forgot
who it
was.
But it's relatively low right now.
I'm not going to lie. It's kind of crazy how fast the regular season about to start for NFL starts the next month.
And they only have they don't even get started with real practices for another 2 weeks.
That's not safe.
That's crazy.
I don't know if that's
and they go right into the season.
It's gonna be
ain't
ugly.
No preseason, nothing.
Them first couple games gonna be ugly.
It's
I don't think so. They still ballers.
No,
man.
I mean,
they
of still course. Be I'm just saying.
Defense will be ugly, but which is more entertaining. No,
offense usually takes longer to adjust, cause especially with new playbooks and everything to get their rhythm. Defense is usually easier.
But how would you know that? With the Cowboys, they don't have championship defenses or nothing.
Oh, we had five of them.
Yeah, but that's
and we had them every time we played y'all. Because since Dak came in the league, y'all beat us once.
Last 10, 20 years?
Y'all beat us once since Dak came in the league. How many years he been in the league? About four.
Who, Dak?
Y'all beat us once. So obviously we do when we play y'all.
He about to beat y'all with a goddamn cash payment.
But what I was about to say.
For the rest of his life.
What I was about to say. What I was saying.
The regular season. The
regular
athletes.
Season. There's no.
Oh, I think it could be injuries. A lot of injuries. Because like especially possibly soft tissue injuries since. A lot of people ain't going to be in full shape, game shape.
That's some flaccid injury.
Yeah, and all them hamstrings and shit.
And they talking about Alex Smith is really trying to come back.
Nah, when I saw that.
Did you see that? Nah, I'm like, there's no way, man.
Give it up, B.
Like, it would be a miracle, but I don't want it on my team.
I do want it on y'all team.
No, I don't want that on my team.
What you mean?
Man.
Why?
My fear is for him. I just don't want him getting hurt again.
That shit was
like, well, to get hurt on our team.
We won't know until he do his 11 play.
He almost lost his life.
Nah, man. I would like to see him take a snap and retire or something. Like,
he took a snap.
Yeah. Oh, multiple snaps.
That's it.
As I say, when you go there, it's a graveyard for
you. It's certain things.
Your career goes to shit. Nothing ever happened to him until you got there.
That's not true. He got hurt when they went to the Super Bowl.
But did he almost lose his life? Did he almost lose his life? No.
I don't think he almost lost his life.
Maybe he got diabetes.
That's scary. You break your leg. Now you're in the hospital. You're about to lose your life. Your leg get infected. And that shit looked bad.
The pictures of that. It looked like a shark attack.
Yeah, it looked like a shark. That shit looked crazy.
I saw all nothing but
I didn't even know that could happen. So that's why I was like,
well, he
Jesus.
Loved it. That's how much he loved it. He still won't play. Man.
Did you hear what Roy Jones Jr. said? He said he wouldn't mind dying in the ring.
A lot of people be feeling that way.
That's competitive nature of an athlete. They just, if that's what they love so much.
I seen a clip where Tyson said, he said.
But this man got kids.
This nigga Tyson was like, he's like, I feel like if I don't get in the ring, it's been so long. I feel like a bitch, and I don't want to feel like a bitch. But I suppress that feeling because I'm a new man, and I just feel like now if I bring that old one back, hell is gonna come with it. I was like, God,
that nigga was
like, I feel like,
but he was tearing up. Like
people that break like that a lot of times are the fucking craziest.
Yeah,
and they just have this dark. They're kind of psychopaths.
Yeah,
honestly. Like, I truly believe Tom Brady, if all his focus didn't go into the game of football and building his career, he'd be a psychopath. He'd be a psychopath.
He looked like it, though. He
That's
looked
what
like
I'm saying.
It. Yeah.
Have you seen?
I didn't get that.
Come kiss me, son. No, better than that.
I didn't get that until
I saw the Open My Fridge. When I saw that Open My Fridge segment on YouTube, this guy's a robot.
He's a robot. Yeah, he's a
That's
robot.
Like, he's great.
He's
Mike
great.
Mike Tyson. He's insane.
You
know what I'm saying? Might not have killed my uncle. But he's insane. Tiger Woods. Look at this man. He's truly insane. Have you seen that hair when he takes off his hat? He is insane.
Listen, I don't know if Roy Jones need to go in this ring, man. I don't know.
But I'm just saying, some of these people that are kind of like that, and I think even as children, they had something to put that insanity into, you know what I'm saying? And that's what made him go over the edge of Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan's insane,
bro. He
look
crazy.
Insane. I was even thinking about this today because I watched some clips of him on Netflix. When he said that Dennis Rodman is the smartest player I've ever played with, I truly believe he could have been saying that just to fuck with Scottie Pippen. That's how insane.
That's how
I believe Michael Jordan and how much about power he is.
I would say that if they had a bad relationship, but they got a good relationship.
That it's not about good or bad relationship. It's about competitiveness. It's about always being on top. Yeah, like even the fact that you would get close to me is laughable. And saying that you know Scottie Pippen's better than Dennis Rodman. You know for
but
a fact.
But that ain't about who's better. He
but
said
even
the smartest. Come
on, man.
I mean, you could be better, but some people have high sports IQs.
Y'all gonna put in any interview with Dennis Rodman.
Like
if he's smarter than Scottie
Whatchamacallit, I was watching the other day. I was watching the top 100. I watched Marcus Peters thing. And this is not who you would think they would say it about, but everyone's saying he's the smartest corner I ever played with.
But he won the like most
his
passionate.
IQ, his football IQ is crazy.
Yeah.
But when you hear him in interviews, the way he be interacting, you wouldn't think that. But I honestly,
he just got a temper.
He just got a bad temper. Yeah. But the thing is, some people just got
it could be
high
true.
IQ.
It could be true. But all I'm saying is that Michael Jordan's level of you know, the psychology of his brain is crazy.
I gotta
and
watch.
Is able to focus that on one thing.
Sports.
Thing
that sports shit takes niggas to a different. It takes you to a different place. Like I seen the trailer. I gotta watch this on HBO. But it's about the Olympics, and it's like Michael Phelps not Olympic, and they talk about how you know, it's their whole mission for that like what 40 seconds or however long they got.
Yeah.
But then after that, it's a depression of what's next. Like you feel like that's all he was like he felt like all he is in his life is a swimmer
and you go
into a dark you know what I'm saying dark. I was like that's wild that's because that's all you know that's like that's literally all you know
that's a hard transition for like, a true athlete somebody that knows like this is all they've been doing to get hurt or
anything
anything like to find out that they just maybe weren't good enough
yeah
that's
they reached the top but they're always in third fourth fifth place mm-hmm.
that's why Boobie was crying on Friday Night Lights yeah.
yep
he's one of them doing that what we doing that I can't play football no more.
Y'all go watch that
scene, nigga
man.
Was acting
he was that crying he was, that's all he knew
that's all he knew.
Some people like that's honest like even I watched the new season of Last Chance U and some people like this is all I know this is what I'm good at. It's all I'm good at. Yeah. Like, some people really feel that way.
And it's not true, though. It's not true.
Sometimes.
I don't think it's always true. I think we put that in our head. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If it is true that it's hard to be great at multiple things.
Yeah,
but,
for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Because you failed at this one particular thing, that might mean you're meant for something greater than that, right?
Possibly.
Yeah, well, fuck all that bullshit. What else we talking about?
We talking about growing. We talking about growing and expanding.
Oh, shit, man. I'll keep talking. I was supposed to look this back up because I just had wrote it down.
All right, well, I will skip over real. Let me find it. We'll skip real quick. So,
skip it.
You got COVID updates?
Yeah, well, one, Russia is talking about they're trying to have a vaccine out by October. And
are we trusting anything Russia
No.
Said?
No. Okay. And then here's the thing, because they're trying to have a vaccine out by October, but they haven't tested on humans. Like they haven't went through the clinical trials yet, but they're trying to push it out by October. I'm not putting first off, no Russia. And is it going to be like because everybody's trying to you know everybody's trying to beat everybody, and so I feel like Russia going to end up having a vaccine, China going to have like it's just like come on man.
Yeah, that might be multiple.
It might be multiple, and
wait,
it's just like
wait some time and see what. And which one turns
what's,
you into
what's
a zombie?
Dr. Fauci? Fauci, he was like, we won't be using any Russia vaccine because their health protocols aren't, you know, I mean, it's not up to the American protocols and stuff like that. I was like, this shit is so interesting because it's just money being poured into these vaccines. I'm talking about, they say something like 100 some billion, something 54 billion, something wild like that. And I was just like, this is going to be a long process, buddy.
No, it's good. It actually good. Will speed it up, though.
Possibly.
You know, putting all this money, I feel like as humans, we figure out some shit.
Yeah.
When you start, when we have everybody concentrating
mm-hmm.
and everybody focusing on mm-hmm. and you throw enough money at it, we figure out shit quick. like, if everybody on Earth, I'm talking about like, if everybody was focused on, we need to get to Mars.
Yeah.
We need to get to Mars.
We're going
to
figure
out. We're going to figure out some way to get masses of people to Mars. Quick, and I'm quick could be 2 years, 3 years,
yeah,
but it's much different than decades it's been for us to the first time we went to the moon and we haven't been back, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, it won't take that if out of necessity, you know, you get innovation.
Speaking of Mars, they just had a launch.
I'm dropping bars, nigga. I'm dropping bars.
Come on now.
Out of necessity.
That's what happens when you pee in bags. You don't give a fuck no more. Yeah, but maybe Mars just had a launch last week, a week before last, that I was supposed to get there like in January or February. That should still be blowing my mind how long it take to get to the next planet. But it just had a launch not too long ago.
And it won't
ago.
Get there until February?
Yeah, like January, February, something like that. Then the other thing. I don't even. I got this shit. I just seen it last week. Me and you talked about it briefly for a second, man. This doctor, it says Trump's new favorite COVID doctor believes in alien DNA, demon sperm, and hydroxychloroquine.
My Nigerian mama.
Yeah. Yo, this lady went on an hour rant I'm not gonna lie, I don't know what the fuck she was talking about, but she just started talking about if you're having sex with witches and demons in your dreams,
that's how you get some type of
STD, and you come out with the demon sperm. And I was like, demon semen? I was like, but first off, what thoughts am I having to be fucking witches in dreams? Like,
I don't know, man.
But a lot of
people must be thinking about that for the amount of STDs or something.
I was like, everybody fucking witches out here. But then I was like, what did it have to do with her main points?
Did you see her clinic?
No, I didn't see her clinic.
Bro. They found this woman. I'm talking about, she must be up the street in Reseda next to a 7-Eleven. That's where her clinic is. And she talking about she saved over 350 patients. You can't even see that many people in the amount of time it takes to test them to know. So it's like, man, we got to pay attention to the bullshit.
Yeah, you do.
They have all these doctors lined up out there, these people just standing behind her, and just find out, and they find out, oh, they were put together like 12 days before. Their website don't work right.
I'm ready now because this is going to be a conversation.
All right.
A man, let me read the title first. A man who lost his penis has a new one growing on his arm.
Oh, shit. Clone penis arm?
So what happened was his penis fell off from a blood infection.
Oh, my God.
So
it just fell off?
It fell off.
No. Wait.
Yeah, you can't.
He had a blood infection. And his penis fell off. He said he picked it up, put it in the bin.
Hold on. I got so many questions.
I don't have the
answer.
Was it hanging on by a string?
Yeah, that's all. Was it just
I don't have the answer. Think about it.
Did it just go
to that?
Because how does it detach from the base?
They said it was like gouch. It was a blood infection. It was like,
ouch.
The one. Well, if you put a pee on it, it's pouch.
I thought it was a great couch.
So it fell off. So we're past that now.
All right.
So he said, you know, obviously as a man, that's most men's worst nightmare.
Absolutely.
He said he was elated when he found a doctor that said they could give him a new penis. They would have to graft one. It would grow on his arm. They would have to roll up the skin, and they would put a, you know, urethra in it and everything. He'd be able to get an erection again. But it has to grow on his arm. And then when it was time for surgery to take it from his arm and attach it to his groin, he had an illness, so they had to push it back. When he was out of the illness, they had to push it back for another reason, and now COVID hit. So he's had a penis on his arm for 4 years now.
What?
So he's waiting for the opportunity to get this penis attached.
He said...
Hold on, they had to push it back 2 years every time?
I don't know how long he was ill. I don't have the answer. But he's had it for 4 years. This is why it's an article, because he's had it for 4 years. He said, this is what's funny.
Is there a picture of this?
No.
I got to see this penis on.
The delays have been hard to deal with, McDonald told the Sun. Adding that he's unable to run because the penis waggles about.
Yo. This shit is wild.
Yo, nah, man.
He gonna have to strap it down. Like people put them iPhone bands on their arms.
Let me finish.
Yeah.
And that he cannot go swimming or wear a short sleeve shirt.
But why not?
Because it's a dick on its arm.
But it's not gonna cause pain, is it?
No,
it ain't about this embarrassing. Nigga, you got a dick on your arm. What you mean?
Man, I'm stuck in my dick.
No, you're not gonna stunt with a dick.
You're not
one of the only niggas out here with a dick on his arm.
And that's the reason why you ain't gonna stunt.
You know why? Look, no, I'm not ashamed like said, that. It's probably a small dick.
He said, however, he did say, when I saw it on my arm for the first time, I was so, so proud, telling the paper. I took it to it so much, I nicknamed it Jimmy. That was what me and my mates called each other growing up, and the penis was definitely my new mate. Not having a penis felt awful. It's most men's worst fear, he said. For me, I was never worried about sex because I already had two children. It was always more of my self-confidence and simple things like using the loo. I can't lie. Having a penis on my arm for 4 years is a really strange thing to live with, he added. But I am determined this penis will ultimately be used for what it was built for.
Duh.
But
wait. I just, I'm, can't, so the penis can't get hard on his arm.
I don't know if it can get hard on his arm, but once it's attached, then, you know, when they said the penis, they said containing nerves and blood vessels to the shape of a penis before adding urethra and two tubes that will allow McDonald to pump the appendage into an erection.
Here's the thing.
Is his wife, you think, freaky enough to, like, ride his arm?
If it get hard,
I don't think it can't get hard.
I don't think it can get hard. I think he got a soft dick.
It's a flaccid dick, I'm assuming.
If he could get hard,
he said he turned to alcohol when it first happened because, you know, he was depressed that his dick fell off.
Yeah, like, but imagine if you could just be elbow fucking just in there. Oh, you can tear some ass up.
This is a picture, but I mean, ain't no picture. We don't.
Where is it?
That ain't him.
No, I need the penis on. I need to see that.
This on Vice?
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. It's just like, first off, he need a sports dick for his, like a sports broad dick.
Yeah.
For his arm, so it don't be bouncing around. Like when girls go work out, they have it for their titties.
Here's the thing, though. I think he could have got any size he wanted because they building this from scratch. Yeah. So he could have told him, hey, give me a bigger dick than I had.
Custom dick.
Yeah. Like, if you're going to do if I'm going to get a new dick, give me
like the Nike store, how you can customize your own skin.
Go online, customize my dick.
You could add a black dick if you want.
Yeah, make the head.
But no, it was from his skin, so.
I need the head a little bit more mushroomy on here.
Put the check mark. Put the Nike check mark.
Give me a portobello. Let me get a portobello.
Make my shaft real, like, I'm not too long, but decent, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to hurt nobody.
Y'all got any shiitakes in the back?
That's a wild story.
Give me some girth.
Yeah, give me a little girth.
Give me some girth.
Okay, hold on. Not too much girth. Take it down a little bit.
Just extend it a little longer.
Extend a little girth. Give me a portobello
longer.
Up top.
Portobello up top. Yeah,
keep,
yeah.
Keep extending.
Make the tone.
Longer.
Make the tones even. Let me go. I'm going earth tone.
Earth tone. Let me show you my friend Jesse Boykin. He has a collection of earth tone.
Earth girls.
Let me get it the same color as those Yeezys. Yeezys.
Actually, let me get that Yeezy bronze that just dropped.
You could put my initial on the bottom of it? I just write it at the bottom.
Can you give me a grip on it?
Just
little ridges on the back. So I could just kind of.
You know what? So I don't have to use rib condoms. Just make a little rib.
Yeah, just little ridges on it.
Hey, can you put the vein on top?
One long
vein. Make it look like the San Francisco Bridge.
So y'all don't do double veins, do you? Because if you could put one at the bottom too, that'd be cool.
I'll do them on the side if they're gonna do a double.
Little highway vein. Yeah, look, okay. Highway.
Now, what size hole do you like?
Give me too much hole. Give me a neat hole.
Can we make it where I don't have those simultaneous like two streams every once in a while? I don't want that no more.
Two streams.
Make sure there's only one stream.
Oh, what you say? We up to 900? Oh, we're gonna
take it down.
All right. Wait. All right.
Get two streams.
Move the veins.
Move the veins.
If I move the veins, will that take it down? What if I don't do portobello and do
shiitake? Yeah.
Hold on. They said they got some other synthetic veins over here. We can use some of those. Okay. All right.
Yeah, make it look like Arnold Schwarzenegger's forearm when he was working out. Make it look crazy.
Can it vibrate while I'm getting a call? When I get a call, can it vibrate?
Make it so veiny, they call it burning.
The veiny burning. Yeah. Oh, man. All right, that's it. I'm done with this part, girl. That's definitely it.
Call it Nevanius.
Nevanius. Nevanius. Call Nevanius, and the only ring my baby mama's called.
is this a steady enough where I can piss in a sandwich bag if I need to?
I need a sandwich bag ready.
Can I get a kickstand with this? So when I pee, I can just
throw it up on a kickstand.
That nigga whip his dick out.
Can I flip it out like a door stopper?
Yeah.
I wanted to make noise like a door stopper if I flick it. Can I do that?
Make my dick roll up like a tootsie roll.
His wife is like, God damn it, Chuck, stop flicking your dick. He go quiet.
It's fun. Oh, man. All right,
would you ask your wife to suck your arm? Suck your dick arm?
It's not getting hard.
If it don't get hard,
no. It don't matter. No, that's embarrassing. Want to see it. Do it real quick. Baby, do it real quick.
Just do it.
Suck on a little
come
bit.
Come on.
You won't be sucking on later. Hey,
come on, stop playing.
She's probably going to be so turned off by that arm dick.
Would it make a difference, though? Wouldn't that be more sanitary than being in your crotch? It's on your arm. You get to wipe your arm.
I don't know. Your arm exposed a lot of shit. It'll be out.
Yeah,
but your balls are sweaty in a soup of... It's like your balls are in Florida. You know what I'm saying? Your balls of dick are in humid ass Florida throughout the day.
Got you.
And then your arm is just out, you know, it's getting some sun.
Well, it depends on the type of.
Well, his arm ain't out. You got to wear long sleeves.
And it's easy to wipe down. You take a cloth, you just wipe it off.
You got to wear long sleeve everywhere he go.
He don't have to do nothing. That's his dick, his freedom.
Man.
His dick, his choice.
Freedom. He already lost one dick. He don't want to lose another. So he going to protect it.
Yeah, he going to protect it. Yeah,
he got to wear one of them Allen Iverson sleeves, them, you know, the bands he wear in basketball. Yeah.
He got to put an ace bandage around it before he go.
I'll tell everyone it's a keloid.
Yeah,
you got to make sure nobody punches him in the
head. Yeah.
Right? Because he ain't nobody could be like, what's up, pal? Boom.
You going to hit my dick.
It ain't the dick that hurts. It's the balls that hurt when it get hit.
That's true.
Yeah, but even the dick. Growing process, it'll probably smash it a little bit.
You don't mess up the growth. You fighting that nigga, you grab onto.
The world is weird, dog. The world is fucking weird.
All right, y'all. Thank you for tuning in.
Wait, we have one more.
I couldn't see.
So, I got one more.
Okay, got you.
Y'all remember Antoine Dotson?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's selling real estate now.
All right, y'all. Thank you for tuning in to another episode.
Just look at the commercial. All right, go ahead.
He's selling real estate.
Y'all didn't see it?
Nah,
let me see about it. Hold on.
But I'm not mad at it. I mean, get your money.
What that even mean?
It was good. It was a good little commercial, too.
It was a good commercial.
Hold on. Let me type in his name.
Hide your kids, hide your wife. But now it's...
No, find your kids, find your wife, and find a house. Brand new real estate.
Yeah. He flipped it, too.
Yeah, you got to. You got to.
Hold on.
Find your wife with this brand new house I'm about to sell you.
I'm sorry, y'all. I've been unprepared today. Oh, here it is. No, I'm not. Never unprepared. Hyde Holmes. His name, Hyde Holmes.
Why is he wearing that suit like that?
Because he a real estate agent.
Come on, man.
So he has to play the part? Like, what is that?
Hey,
come on. Look at that suit. That is a
See, that's what's wrong with the black, man, see, hey, look, black people trying to do, see, do business.
You act like a nigga got a penis on his arm. I'm judging that man.
You got a dog.
Let him live his life.
You got a dick on. All right,
now that
what's
you put it that
way. What's wrong with
his
suit? Ain't nothing but a blue suit.
It was a big suit on that man. It was a big suit. It used to be flashy.
Not everybody into tailored suits. Some people still like baggy shit.
Steve Harvey, man.
You wear skinny jeans?
No.
Do you wear skinny jeans?
Steve Harvey wearing.
Do you wear skinny jeans?
It depends.
You don't wear skinny jeans. You know you don't wear skinny jeans. Not everybody into the tight fit.
Now you wear a tapered cuff. Ain't nothing wrong with a tapered cuff.
Like a
tight cuff, you know? All right, y'all. Thank you for enough.
Y'all saw LeBron getting some people trying to go in on LeBron for his Daisy Dukes. Daisy Lukes?
I ain't see it.
Hey, man, that's where it is, man.
But people they love it. Yeah. The girls love it, especially.
Show that leg.
Show the leg.
Show the leg is the new way. But he also had a purse, too.
Oh, like I didn't.
A little gold strap purse.
Okay.
Or was it a little, you know, the travel?
That's what I thought, but it was a purse.
It was an actual purse or was it a travel pack?
Look it up real quick. Before we leave.
Right, that's too much work. Right. I don't care
that's
that
too much.
Much
work.
All right, y'all. Well, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Comedy Trap House. Make sure you subscribe, like, all the good stuff, comment. Leave comments below in this video what part you like, what part you laugh the most at. Leave some love and keep rating us because the reviews help us go up on iTunes and Spotify and all that stuff. Look out for a new story this week. And we'll see you. Get your questions in. We'll get those answered, and you'll get those on Thursday. And we'll holler at you next week. Peace.